We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Florida rejects Joe Biden's attempt to rewrite Title IX. We will not comply, and we will fight back. We are not going to let Joe Biden try to inject men into women's activities. We are not going to let Joe Biden undermine the rights of parents, and we are not going to let Joe Biden abuse his constitutional authority to try to impose these policies on us here in Florida. We stand with opportunities. We are not going to let Biden get away with it. We will not comply.
So that is one thing. Obviously, Governor Ron DeSantis making it clear when it comes to women's sports, he believes women, biological women, should play against biological women. I know it's an earth-shattering statement, but not one the administration agrees with. In a sweeping new Title IX rule, the Biden administration has usurped Congress to undermine free speech, dissolve due process, and redefine sex to include gender identity. So if you're in ninth grade and find out you want to be a woman, go compete in women's soccer and go crush people. Is that okay? Take their positions. Send women to the bench and just legislate it in unfairness. That is unfair. And I have to tell that to Mae Melman. She is director of Independent Women's Law Center and a former legal advisor to President Trump. Mae, welcome to Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Mae, tell us exactly how do you think this sweeping rule by this administration will affect women's and girls' sports?
Well, I hope it affects nobody because Governor DeSantis and others, including IWF, sue the Biden administration and we win because this is completely illegal. But if they are allowed to rewrite Title IX, which of course is designed to prevent discrimination against women, then it will have endless implications. So the Biden administration says out loud that women can no longer have women's locker rooms or women's bathrooms. All you need to do is self-identify to get into those spaces. It will also affect women's sports because now there is no such thing as sex. Sex now means gender identity. And so if you say that you're a woman, you can join women's sports. Let's say, oh yeah, you can have women's sports. But when the Biden administration says that, what they mean is you can have people who identify as women's sports. Then also, you will have a whole pronoun police in every school, every college, preschool, everywhere, because you cannot discriminate on the basis of gender identity. And if somebody misgenders you, then that is discrimination. So huge implications for free speech. And then the final thing that I will say is this also has huge implications for due process. They added into this that if you are accused of some sort of sexual harassment, of course, that includes now misgendering, then you don't even get access to the evidence against you. You don't get to cross-examine. In fact, there doesn't even need to be a written complaint against you. There can be an oral complaint, and someone can try and revoke that complaint, but the school has to move forward with it anyway if the school thinks that they should. So huge changes.
Absolutely. And among the people upset, West Virginia's attorney general and governor. Here's Patrick Morrissey on what he's going to do. Cut three.
Right now, we have 25 states in the country where a lot of these laws are going to get tested. That's one of the reasons why today we announced that we're going to take this case all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, because we have to win not only to protect women's sports, but to protect women's privacy, to protect safe spaces, to have just a sense of basic fairness and decency, and that people once again know that it's not up to debate. There are significant differences between men and women, and it's right for legislatures to separate sports and other functions on the basis of biology.
I mean, this is it. If I queued up that sound by 10 years ago, I'd say, what is the point of what is that? What is he talking about? Men and women, men playing in women's sports. How could this even be an issue? And now all of a sudden, it's now the minority feeling, according to this administration. If you're enlightened, You let people who wake up and declare to be women or vice versa play with the other gender. How hard is it to get it right like the NAIA did, like the Olympics did?
It takes real bravery, apparently, and not because it's unpopular. It is very popular to know the difference between a man and a woman. So in polling, it shows that it's a 70% issue that people think that women's sports should be for women. And I know 70%. Oh, my gosh, what's wrong with the 30%? But you know what? There's always going to be something wrong with the 30%. So this is a popular issue. And the fact that the Biden administration can't recognize that and thinks that men can become women just shows how dangerous this administration is. They are not accountable to the people. They're not accountable to democracy. They don't care about science. They don't care about reality. They care about liberal elitism, and that liberal elitism is going to run this country to the ground. So these types of lawsuits are very important. This is why President Trump putting good constitutional judges across this country was super important, because we need people who know what a woman is. Of course, that does not include Biden's pick to the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
It just also shows you the impact of the Senate races and who has the majority, and the impact of the presidential race. This isn't, well, one person's going to look to raise the tax rate on the upper class. You have a whole philosophy and a whole moralistic code that's going to be imprinted on people, where you have to get pronouned. If you have a mispronunciation of a pronoun, or you don't know how someone wants to be identified, that's going to be the norm, because they're going to look to institute this. This has never been what Joe Biden's about, but this is the new Joe Biden. Riley Gaines, the voice of reason, weighed in. Cut four.
People are waking up. They're understanding the severity. They're understanding the threat. They understand how the gender ideology movement, it harms, of course, women's rights, but it harms parental rights. It harms the safeguarding of children. So people are waking up. That's what we need. We need more courage to be shown. That's for sure. I think we're governed by weak-kneed, spineless, morally bankrupt cowards across academia, across corporate America, of course, within our government, what have you. So we need more leaders is what we need.
How about parents, Democrats or Republicans, that have daughters? Does that matter?
Yeah, it absolutely does. So, not to Joe Biden, apparently. His kids are grown. They're not going to have to deal with this. You know, I think there is a generational issue. If you are not a parent who has to deal with it, you're like Joe Biden, you know, you don't even know how old you are, then who cares what happens in the schools? But for people like me who have daughters who are going to have to go into these schools, it matters whether they have privacy. You know, I've heard, oh, well, there are stalls, it's going to be okay. What are you talking about? If you think that stalls are important, then you think that privacy is important. If you think privacy is important, then how about let's just use the male and female locker rooms that we already have? Women should not have to be forced to undress in front of men. I thought that was a basic position for all people, but especially feminists on the left. It's sad to see what's happening.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Out of the gates and ready to go.
Hey, it's Hutton Withrow. Hot Mike is here on the Outkick Network. We've got your afternoon covered with the latest sports discussion, and it's available wherever you find your audio.
Daily analysis and news. He is hot. I am Mike. Actually, my name is Chad. His name is Jonathan. But you get the picture. We're going to bring it every single day. Whatever you want to call us, we'll respond to. We just want you to respond to what we're dishing out every day.
And while you're here, we hope you'll subscribe to the podcast, like, subscribe, and share.
It really is. But here's the thing. You have people like Martina Navratilova who say the right thing and say, listen, she was the first lesbian superstar of athlete that I know that came out. And she's like, of course, shouldn't play against men. You have Billie Jean King on the other side of that. You have Megan Rapinoe who feels as though you, whatever gender you are, you should play. Meanwhile, she would never have seen the field if men were allowed to play. Then you have you also have people on the other side who are pushing you know, elite athletes who don't think they should do it. Then you have Dawn Staley, the coach on the undefeated South Carolina national championship team, and said, yeah, if you declare yourself a woman, you should be able to play women's sports. Well, what if it cost her a championship? What if it caught some injuries, people with head injuries who are no longer on teams because of this? When it's personally affecting them, I'd love to see their moral stand.
That's exactly right. So this is the thing I hear a lot from people who are in the middle, which is they know the difference between men and women, and they kind of know that men shouldn't play against women. But the argument is, it's just not happening a lot, so why are we focused on it? Let's just kind of not talk about it, not think about it, and, you know, it's just not a big problem. But the thing is, it is a big problem. So the transgender movement, if you look at it from the past 5 years to now, the amount of change there has been. Now on TikTok, there are more than 7 billion views for hashtag trans. So the more we push transgender ideology in the schools, the more transgender ideology has. So it's going to continue to grow. But also, even if you only have, let's just say, one male who wants to participate against women, that one male doesn't harm one woman. That one male harms every woman who can't have a spot on the team, every woman who competes against him, every woman who has to change in front of him. So one male actually does a tremendous amount of harm. And so I think, you know, Riley Gaines is right. People are waking up, but people need to wake up faster, because this is not some crazy issue that's happening at UC Berkeley. This is happening across the country, you know, all the way down to the smallest rural school.
So what is your take on the reversal in the middle of the Me Too movement? Harvey Weinstein, a despicable human being by all counts, who was a bully and seems to be a pervert. Now, all of a sudden, they find out he did not get a fair trial. So they're going to reverse it and give him another trial. What does that do? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, well, on one hand, everyone deserves a fair trial. So, you know, tell that to President Trump, who has to go stand in front of a Manhattan jury. And on the other hand, if we're only giving Hollywood superstars like Harvey Weinstein fair trials, and meanwhile, the justice system is weaponized against conservatives, then I really can't get excited about somebody saying that someone else is entitled to due process. But I will say that if this is the precedent now, very recently, that New York courts are saying that we need fair trials, I do think that that bodes well for not just Trump, but all the conservatives who are sitting in January 6th prisons right now.
Yeah, people should reevaluate. There's almost momentum and emotion that takes place, and it's not fair no matter who that character is. And lastly, when people are listening to us right now around the country, they're not politically oriented, they don't have a lawyer in their family, and they see these boys declare themselves women and are coming out for your soccer team, your volleyball team, your field hockey team, what would you recommend they do?
Well, first of all, you've got to live in one of the 25 states that protects women and women's sports. If you are, you know, lingering in California, that's going to be very difficult for you. But if you are in one of those 25 states, or if you're in another state that is considering protecting women's sports, you need to pick up the phone and you need to call your state officials, because the states can and will fight back. Also, alongside the state's Independent Women's Forum, we are launching a major national lawsuit. You can come check us out on our website. We have resources. We've got things to talk to, you know, local officials. But this is going to take every local official saying, we will not comply. We are going to fight this. And it doesn't go into effect until August 1st. So we do have some time to turn this ship around before the next school year starts.
All right, go do it. Mae Melman, thanks so much. I appreciate what you're doing. It's crazy that you have to do it, but unfortunately, you got the wrong philosophy in Washington. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.